Welcome to another edition of In Focus. It's one of my favorite episodes of In Focus every year because we're talking about the Perth Polar Bear Plunge. And here with us to speak about it is David Lavery, one of the founders. And where are you coming to us from today, Dave?
Hey, Bob. I'm coming in from Dubai. Just got back in from Kabul. So I'm here in lovely Dubai. And I'm looking at you two fine gentlemen, Rob Moore and yourself.
Yeah, and Rob Moore here as well, because this year's beneficiary will be the Rural FASD. Rob, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Bob.
Rob, you know, I'm always completely blown away by the progress you've made in such a short amount of time with your organization. Before we get into the Polar Bear Plunge, just give people a brief overview of what it is you folks do.
So the Rural FASD support network, we were so absolutely thrilled to be able to join up with the Polar Bear Plunge this year, because I actually find a lot of similarities between our origin stories as it relates to the plunge, and in particular the Legion, as what the Royal Canadian Legion as well. We were formed 5 years ago. There were six of us gathered around my kitchen table, and we were all parents raising kids with disabilities. And we were looking at the landscape and saying, okay, we need to do something about this. This particular disability is having a huge effect on families. It's having a huge effect on our society and our culture. And so we just started putting the word out. I'm reminded of the fact, though, that as you know, Bob, I one of my passions is World War I history. And when I think about how the Royal Canadian Legion got formed, it's a very similar story, in that there was our veterans had returned from World War I, and we were discovering at that point that things were different, that there was news starting to come out about men not being able to go back to work. There was situations where health considerations were substantial. And there was essentially one, and at that time, there was a lot of controversy as to what was going on there. And the fact that governments were debating whether or not this was real or not, whether these things were just the men being lazy or whether or not there was actually something going on there. And it was the crown. It was the king at that time who basically said, no, this is a very real thing. These veterans are heroes. They deserve our respect. They deserve our support. And so that's where the Royal Canadian Legion Charter came from. And we look at, and I share this story because I was at the Sens game this past Friday. And as part of the Sens game, there was a gentleman who had served in the Canadian Armed Forces for 30 years and had just retired. And he was acknowledged at the game. And when they acknowledged him, all, I think there was 16,000 people at the game, every single one of them stood up and applauded him. And well, they have should. And I think about, that's really what our origin stories all have in common. And so from the Rural FASD standpoint, what we do is we provide a place of belonging. There is a very unique experience in being impacted by FASD. There's a very unique experience around being the primary caregiver of that individual. There's always going to be an element of trauma involved. There's always going to be an element of challenges involved. And so that's more than anything else what we provide, is that place of belonging for both the children, families, and the parents.
And we've seen it grow almost month after month, year after year, and it is providing a framework that others are looking to establish similar organizations where they are. Obviously, it needs to be funded, and it's always amazing when we have incredible local groups that step up, really, or in this case, step out to help make a difference. Now, Dave, I'd ask you, you know, for a background on the polar bear plunge, but really I think you'd just say, oh, we jump into cold water and raise tons of cash. I mean, that's the short version, but it's been around for 30 years now.
Yeah, I mean, over 30 years for me. Back in my military days, New Year's Eve, you know, we'd have a few drinks and then some of us dared each other just to run down to the banks and take our clothes off and jump into the Ottawa River the next morning, that kind of stuff. So then I had a wild idea and I came to Perth and I was part of the Crime Stoppers anyways. And I linked up with the Crime Stopper team and I said, hey, listen, why don't we promote you a little more and let's get the community of Perth involved and let's see if the Legion, the biggest obstacle is trying to find a good, safe, you know, secure and a great logistical hub to do this event. So, you know, it was the Branch 244 Legion, Royal Canadian Legion, that came to our aid and said, yeah, give it a try. So from there, we planned the event and we started pushing for it in 1993. We had a lot of resistance. Well, I wouldn't say a lot of resistance. We had a lot of skepticism. You know, people thought we were crazy to even do this, and they were worried that this event would turn deadly, etc. So I had a lot of weight pulling on me, and I was, you know, taking personal charge, going out, cutting the hole, making sure we had divers, we had all that stuff, jumping in beforehand, and keeping the small little. If you look at the original pictures, it was only a little small triangle. And then we did the event and then we realized we have something here, but that's really manifest it. That's really try to get the community more involved, and have the ownership. We'd be the, you know, the community would be the custodians and we'd help out with the safety and whatnot. And it started to pick up momentum, you know, after the next couple of years. You know, when you look at the list, when you go on there, you can see all the people that all the people that raised funds were over $385,317 and change. And we're confident that we're going to break 400K this year or for the next event. So the 30th anniversary is a special one for a lot of us. You know, you have founders like Stan Munroe and hopefully Jeanette Bucher will be hearing this and everybody else from the Legion that's been involved over the years, my family and Alfred and all these other people that have dedicated time in over and over. And then the community, you of all people, Bob, you've been involved. You guys have jumped in. Lake 88 has helped us significantly getting the word out there and people hear this and they understand the year's coming to the end now and everybody's getting ready to celebrate the new year, kicking off the new year with happiness and joy and maybe some bubblies. And what other better way to celebrate the new year, the first day of the first of the year moving forward, by cleansing themselves in beautiful warm water, you know, splashing about in great weather. Forget about all of the ice and snow and wind chill factors. And because, you know, last couple of years we've got away from a lot of that. And then we had to scramble and get the docks out there when we didn't have a traditional ice. And, you know, dock masters came to the rescue last year and this year they're going to help us out. And, you know, so we've been fortunate. And as time goes on, we all get older, including myself. You know, people think I'm not human sometimes. I'm a robot and I keep on going and going. And we still need help. We do need some other people to come on board and give us a little bit of a helping hand, maybe on a permanent basis, but it's not full time. But we need some more community committee members for the Perth Polar Bear. So we're reaching out and feel free to spread the word for us and anybody listening out there. We could sure use an extra hand if you're interested helping out in a great cause that serves our community. You'll be an ambassador for our community. Everybody knows our event. So you can't ask for anything better. And it's a good feeling, really, when you see all the people on the crowd. So when you're sitting back on the ice or on the docks, as you have, and you look up into the crowds and then you look around you take that moment before you take that dip and you're looking around and you just see everybody. Everybody's focused on you, that crazy soul on that ice or on that dock, getting ready to jump into that probably 1 degree Celsius of water. And then he or she or them, they're all doing this for a great cause, to support our community. So I'm gonna fly out. I just booked my tickets today. So I'm flying out. I thought I was not going to make it. I had a little bit of a health issue, health scare. So I'll be there. I'm not gonna miss this one. This is the 30th. So I hope everybody else who's listening, come on out. If you don't want to jump, sponsor somebody, sponsor somebody, or just come on out, have a breakfast, with us, see everybody. But it's going to a good cause. It seriously is going to a good cause. I have to admit, I wasn't as familiar with FASD. I knew about it, but I've dug into it and I see the amazing work Rob and his team and everybody's doing. So it's a great way to cap a 30th anniversary to a great cause. So I hope I didn't ramble too hard on you.
No, not at all. That's great. If somebody would like to sign up to help you out, what's the best way to go about doing that, Dave?
The best way is, I know, I think we had a little bit of a glitch with the website. On the website, there will be a contact information there. Just hit that, and you can hit us at info@firstpolarbear, and that should get into my account because I'm over here overseas. I should be able to see that.
Excellent. Now, we're running a little bit tight on time here, but we need to get to some very important things, Rob. Quickly, how do people donate to your team? Well, to anybody, actually, how do they donate to this cause?
So if folks go to the polarplunge2024.ca, that is the website where everything is located. Don't go to the Perth Polar Bear Plunge. That's an old website from a couple of years ago. So the one that we're looking at is the polarplunge2024.ca. And as soon as you go to that site, you will see places where you can register. You'll see all the different sponsors that we've already got lined up. But on the register page, you'll see anywhere on the website, you'll see a donate button. And anywhere where you see donate, that will take you to our Canada Helps page. And when you go to the Canada Helps page, we are so thankful to have Open Doors for Lanark Children Youth serve as our charity organization. So as a nonprofit, we wouldn't normally be able to give tax receipts, but for this plunge, Open Doors has stepped up and is doing that for us. So all donations will be tax receiptable. And when you go to that page, you'll also see all the different plungers who have already registered. Pick your favorite one. I want to point out there is a gentleman on there by the name of Mark Gainsford, Team Gainsford. Mark is a 12-year-old boy out of just outside of Carlton Place. He's literally coming home from school every day, riding his bike and knocking on every door in his neighborhood. And it's really that. So you'll see the number that he's already raised. They're over $3,600 already now. And he is just on fire. And absolutely looking forward to seeing him and the rest of our youth with FA, living with FASD. We're all planning on jumping.
Yeah, for sure. And you can go, just to clarify something there, that is a great page that you have set up, but you can still go to the original perthpolarbearplunge.ca to register as well. People who do it year after year, that's where they generally go. You can go there and just click on this year. And I do actually, if you do go to that page for all that is good in this world, scroll down just so you can see the man jumping into the water wearing the bow tie and very little else. And that would be our friend David Lavery there on the front page, just to give you an idea. So there's plenty of ways to donate. We are going to be talking about this more as we get closer to that January 1st deadline. And one thing, Dave, that I just want to make sure that you do stress, sir, is just how safe it is. I've done this jump 4 times myself, and every single time I have not had a single concern about my safety. There's been plenty of other concerns about who has my towel and where are they standing. But when it comes to the safety that you provide, it is top notch, isn't it, sir? And I'll just let you know you're muted.
Sorry about that. Yes, I had the cats in the background going crazy. I didn't want everybody hearing them. Safety is number one for us. That takes priority. We will invest whatever we can to keep it a safe event. We're proud to say it's one of the safest events in Canada and in the world, for that matter. We will always have safety divers with the help of the firefighters. We will have other safety staff from Rob's team and our team on the ground, assisting people in and out of the water. We will have a mandatory safety brief at 10 a.m. inside the Legion Hall. We will make sure that all the plungers are wearing appropriate items, such as, you know, something on their feet. They don't have a lot of excess clothing, jewelries, et cetera, and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, we're very comfortable and confident that you're going to enjoy this event in a safe manner.
Yeah, indeed. So PerthPolarBearPlunge.ca, PolarPlunge2024.ca. Those are the two sites to check out to make a donation. I want to thank both of you. And wanted to mention both those sites will be included in the description of this interview that can be found at LanarkLeadsToday.ca. Throwing out a lot of websites of people right now. But anyway, so gentlemen, thank you so much. Best of luck. I look forward to seeing you on the day of, and I know it's going to be another great success.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Rob. See you guys soon.
Thank you. You're very welcome. It's another edition of In Focus here on Lake 88. My name is Bob Perot. Thanks so much for listening. Remember, you can get information on the Polar Bear Plunge on our website, LanarkLeadsToday.ca. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.